Previously on Soundography, you heard Brian talk about the Posies and Deer 23. You heard Scott talk about AC/DC and Back in Black. Now tune in for the exciting conclusion of the Desert Island Discs here on Soundography.
Next up is kind of a nostalgic throwback, but one that I never not like to hear. And it's super top 40 for its time and super cheese ball, but I love Huey Lewis and the News Sports.
Oh,
I
cool.
Listen to that album over and over and over again and never really get tired of it.
Another song that I have early band days ties to.
No, Huey Lewis, dude, back in the day, it was like, I don't know, like maybe I give it more weight because there was so much of that Back to the Future soundtrack. I mean, Back in Time is such a great song, and maybe that helped me like that band more. But Sports itself was just such a hit maker, and it sort of defied the era. Like it doesn't feel like typical 80s top 40 at all. There's something different about it. It may not fit in any category. I don't know. It's just like, maybe it's just good old fashioned rock and roll or something. It's like honky tonk, but with a modern twist. I don't know what it is, but I have always liked it. I've always admired it. And I would like to have Huey Lewis in the News with me while I'm dying on an island by myself.
Now, would you, there's a little bit of trivia here. Your albums now have a connection to my albums.
Oh,
because, the backing band, The News, not without Huey Lewis, The News also went by the name Clover when they performed, I guess, without Huey Lewis or early on before they added Huey Lewis to the band or even before they had Huey Lewis doing vocals. They performed as the band Clover. Clover was the backup band on the very first Elvis Costello album. So that very first Elvis Costello album might as well be Elvis Costello and the News.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Was there ever a time when they were recording in the studio that Huey Lewis and the News, that the band would stop and say, Huey, we need more vibrato. There's not there enough vibrato in your music. All right, so there's that. I love that album and I could listen to it right now. My next one is Violator by Depeche Mode.
That's a really, really good choice.
One of my favorite albums ever. It was an important disc for me in that it seemed to be the hinge point in my life of
finding your own personal teenager. Jesus.
Yeah, well, I'm about to go from being a teenage, you know, kid to a quote unquote adult. Everyone thinks they're an adult when they're 20, but it was right around that time that I was making that transition to adulthood. And there's something about that song that just reminds me about everything about that time in my life, the excitement that sort of surrounded all of that, the some of the fear that surrounds that sort of thing, the expectations on oneself, trying to strike out on your own, figure out what you're going to do with your life and all that. It is one of my favorite records ever, and I just think it's the best thing they ever made.
Personal Jesus.
absolutely is. Oh, yeah, I mean, every big major hit you can think of is on there, right? I mean, you got Personal Jesus on there, Enjoy the Silence, World in My Eyes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Music yeah. for the Masses is pretty good, too.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it's no Violator, as I always say.
No, it's no Violator, yeah. And even the lesser ones, like Waiting for the Night is excellent. Yeah, this is a good, great choice.
All right, thank you for that. Now... My final one, again, this is way off, away from, it couldn't be more different than Violator.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's going
need some variety on this island.
You'll be surprised. It was, well, maybe you won't. Brian knows I love this stuff, but released in April 1955.
Oh,
and
wow.
Recorded earlier that month, earlier that year on March 4th, 1955, is the album In the Wee Small Hours by Frank Sinatra.
You lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep when you're lonely.
I think this is his best album. I love me some crooner business. And I need some with me in this lifetime on an island. I gotta have some with me. And if you ask him, easily 90% of what our Amazon Echo plays in the background in the house is crooner music, either Sinatra or Tony Bennett or whatever. All my grandma's music, basically.
Right.
And I don't know why I love it so much, but I never can seem to get enough of it. I even like modern incarnations of things like Seth MacFarlane or freaking... that guy's, I can't remember his name. Harry Connick Jr. Any of those guys.
Blue Clay,
their modern takes on a lot of these classics. I love them.
Though life is empty since you have gone, you're
but, songs like Can't We Be Friends and Glad to Be Unhappy, Dancing on the Ceiling. Not the same song as the one by...
Not the Lionel Richie song?
Oh, no. Come on.
It's not. I See Your Face Before Me. These are just great classic songs. Probably my favorite of the Sinatra albums. So if you said, well, you only can take one, I think I would take that one. I've got to have some of that in my life.
That's really cool. I was honestly expecting that there would be either Dead Mouse's new album or one of the video game soundtrack albums.
Or like a Daft Punk Disturbed, because you're a big Disturbed guy.
I love that stuff. It's just that you guys ask this mortal question, right?
Right. You don't get any other albums. These are the five you'll get, except for
now, if you say I get six... I mean, here's the problem, though. I would rather have I need Dead Mouse in a compilation, not so much just a album. Sure. I need Disturbed in a compilation, not just a album. So,
right.
So those guys get kind of stricken from the record because of those reasons. But also, you know, for the rest of your life is a long time by yourself. And I don't know that pounding EDM is the way for me to go, or new metal or old metal even. I mean, AC/DC is maybe the closest we get here, but they're rock and roll. You know, they're not really metal, never were. So those are mine. Now, I'm dying to know. Airlift in for me.
Brian, go ahead.
Sure. Well, mine's definitely coming via drone because I just basically paid for this to be delivered via Amazon Prime so I could save on shipping. Didn't have to pay to get it out to you for anything. Just said, okay, island, South Pacific, whatever.
Wow.
And I'm airlifting you an album, and this probably will be no surprise because it's connected to another album that I know you do like. Before Elizabeth Berg and company created the band Phases, which had that album For Life that we both loved in 2014 or whatever it was, she was part of another band called The Like, which is more straight up rock and roll. It's, you know, it's your typical vocalist, two guitars, bass and drums, and hardly any keyboards, any any other instrumentation other than your classic rock and roll stuff. By the way, hate to interrupt this, but it's midnight in Moscow. So happy New Year, Moscow. You guys just entered 2017, and we hope it wasn't too much hassle.
Yeah, well done, you bunch of hackers. Good job. Well done, hackers. That's
right. Also,
hey, this just in, the Frog Pants site is down.
Oh, that's what? Great.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. The hackers.
Oh, the hackers. Okay, gotcha. Also, Happy New Year to Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, Iraq, Belarus, Somalia, Kenya, Tanzania, Madagascar, Uganda, Eritrea, regions of the Ukraine, Sudan, Djibouti, Yemen, South Sudan, Comoros, Qatar, Bahrain, sections of Cyprus, regions of Georgia, Kuwait, and a small region of South Africa and Mayotte. Nice. Happy New Year, all of you.
I did backup vocals for Dijarua or Dijabuti.
Dijabuti?
Dijabuti.
That was my wrestling move.
Dijabuti.
Yeah. Kind of rap hip hop thing with a little bit of soul in there. It was great.
All right. So anyway, the album is called Release Me, and it's by The Like. And there's a connection to the stuff that I was describing, because the members of The Like, one of them is the daughter of Pete Thomas from Elvis Costello's band. Another one is the daughter of Mitchell Froom, who produced some of Crowded House's music. So there's a connection here. The women in this band kind of come from musical families. And Elizabeth Berg, Z Berg, who's just that fantastic lead vocalist of both Phases and The Like, and J Jams, just great stuff. So there you go. That's the one I'm lifting.
Listen to that. I like her a lot. I like the old stuff I have heard of that band. And I also really, really like that Phases album. So I'm, that seems like a fine gift for you to so cheaply send to me via drone.
All right. So I strap mine on the back of a dolphin and send it swimming your direction.
Does the dolphin have a name?
Yes, it is Skipper, because I can't use Flipper for legal reasons.
Male or female?
It's a male.
Wow. Are you lonely on your island, Scott?
A little bit. I call it a lonely island. I have my flippy flop.
Johnson was alone.
Yeah.
The album that I'm sending to you is the Blue Man Group's first album called Audio. It is a techno and rock and roll mashup that is interesting. It covers all moods. It covers all flavors of music. And it is the soundtrack for a creative mind. And I think it would be a breath of fresh air for you to have something that stimulates that kind of thought when you're in that kind of situation.
I like that, because by then I've run out of paper and pens and stuff. I probably have to like fashion my own papyrus from that same weed that's giving me a sweet buzz.
Right. So, now you have a decision to make. Do I draw or do I get high?
I did. But no, you know, I wanted to draw, but then I got high.
Na-na-na-na.
Love those. Can we take a single with us as well? Because I'll take that single with me.
Yeah, sure. That's
that's permitted. Well, that's what the dolphins got strapped on when he's for the long trap. The long trip. Okay.
The dolphins listening to that. Yeah. Very good.
I would have dropped off a CD, but I got high.
All right, Hammond.
Very nice, Hammond. What's your deal?
All right. So my first one is I'm going to pick Kevin Gilbert's Thud.
Called the brighter days. Goodness gracious, at the mercy of the crooks, we're broken stroking vegetables, and there's way
this is a disc that is probably one of the highest marks in singer-songwriting, an example of singer-songwriting that's in existence. There isn't a wasted song. There's not a wasted note. There's not a wasted word on this album. When I discovered it, what I thought storytelling in music was changed. And it's sad that he's no longer there to keep working. But this album's a fine example of what could have been if he stuck around.
Such a great, yeah. Lost him in 1996. Such an incredible musician. And did you hear Thud before you heard Toy Matinee, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thud was my introduction to Kevin Gilbert.
Gotcha. And your introduction.
Yes.
Introduction.
Yeah, I heard Toy Matinee before I heard Kevin Gilbert's solo stuff and was hooked from that. So I can, you know, however you get your hooks into Kevin Gilbert's music. And he was one of the guys behind, and we talked about this on an episode of Beyond the Playlist, but he was one of the guys in Sheryl Crow's Tuesday Night Music Club.
Yeah. He actually wrote the All I Want to Do song.
Right. That's right. It was a big hit for her. And I think he's probably in the background, like performing instrumentation on that album, isn't he?
Wait a minute. All I Want to Do is that one?
Yeah.
That's the guy, Kevin Gilbert.
He also produced one of Madonna's albums and Dangerous, Michael Jackson's albums. He played keyboard for Eddie Money. This guy was everywhere. And the fact that he's no longer anywhere is just sad. Every chapter,
I just glossed right over them and pretended I knew. I believed in you.
Yeah, totally true.
All right, so my next one is Blues Traveler, their third album, Save His Soul. Now, I've talked about this before. I've actually said if I were going to get stuck on an island with a Blues Traveler album, this would be it. And the reason I chose this one is because it touches on everything that they do really well and who they are. It's got killer harmonica solos. It's got great lyrics. They've got mellow songs, they got rockin' songs, they got thoughtful songs. It showcases all of their talents as a band and as individuals. I want to tell you about something special. I want to tell you what make me need. I think I'm talking about what we'll get into. I think I'm talking about loving you. And with songs like Whoops, and with songs like New York Prophecy and Save His Soul. I mean, it covers all of the moods that Blues Traveler can do, and then led into what became Four. But like I only like about half of Four. I love all of
like
Save
His
Soul. Huh? I like
you
two.
You like two.
Yep.
Four. I'd see it would be so hard for me not to do Four because you've got The Mountains Win Again and you've got Run Around and Hook.
Yeah, but you know,
I'm looking at the song list. Okay, maybe you're
see,
maybe you're onto something.
I think I will argue that with anybody. She said, "Love my life, our first night together. Saturday rain and we talk forever. Love my life, your carefree way. Show me the potential of each and every day, but
as far as what's a better album,
what's
a more solid album.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep. All right, my third one is Michael Hedges. And picking one of his was hard. So I went with one that kind of crosses over between what he was doing with an acoustic guitar, which is amazing, and when he became more singer-songwritery and more kind of storytelling. And it's an album called Road to Return. And it's relaxing, it's thought-provoking, it's got some kind of meaningful ties to me, you know, just from where I was in life when this came out. So it's one that I can't get tired of listening to. I do wish that I Carry Your Heart, which is on Taproot, was on this one, because I love that song, but there's not enough reason to take Taproot. I'll take
the
Road to Return.
Right. What's the most well-known song by Michael Hedges? Because I don't think I'm even familiar
with it. Okay, so what he probably is best known for is one of his first two albums. There's Aerial Boundaries and Breakfast in a Field. And they are a solo acoustic guitar pieces where he is, sounds like he's two or three guitars at the same time. He plays a harp guitar. It's amazing stuff. I mean, Steve Vai on one of his albums said he is revolutionizing guitar playing like no one I've ever heard. So when Steve Vai sings that praise, you know he's doing something amazing.
Yeah, that's high. That's definitely high praise. Interesting. All right, I'll have to check out Michael Hedges.
Yeah, it's great, great, great. So, Scott, here's my double album. It's by a band called Spock's Beard. It's a concept album called Snow. It's double disc, but it's one story about a musician who struggles to find fame, then finds fame, finds out it's not all he wanted it to be, and then finds out what the meaning of life is. I mean, it's just a classic, you know, regular
girl breaks up with boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of the, it's a tried and true concept album theme.
Shaming of the True is kind of that, isn't it?
Yeah, except it's not quite as... In fact, it's very similar. The drummer for Spock's Beard was actually really good friends with Kevin Gilbert and helped finish that album posthumously.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And Kevin Gilbert was actually a producer on Spock's Beard's first two or three albums. Open wide the floodgates to the soul that you overflow.
Look at that little tendrils sticking out and connecting all your little albums.
Yep.
I don't know why I put little in there.
Yeah, Spock's...
All your little albums. All your little albums are so cute. Good choice.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And it's the highlight of Neil Morris's time with Spock's Beard. Nick DiVirgilio, the drummer, you know, shines vocally. Everything's just really solid musically, and it's a good, solid, cohesive story. And I don't listen to it enough, so getting stranded onto an island would give me an excuse to put it in more frequently, because I really do love it.
What if you listen to it more and you realize you just don't like it?
Are no, you feel I do. Like... That's the thing is I do love it. I have really big love for this disc. It's Spock's Beard. Their songs are really long, and it's hard to cram a concept album into a commute.
I think we'll be listening to Spock's Beard coming up as we get into another season of Soundography at some point. Mm-hmm. But, I never could get past, I always felt like, oh, these guys have to be a novelty act because of that name. They're not, right?
They are sure not a novelty act. If they take the best parts of classic Genesis and then kind of modern them up a little bit, and you've got Spock's Beard. I mean, it's, in fact, again, Nick DiVirgilio actually played with Genesis after Phil Collins left.
Hmm. Okay. So you see what I mean.
Oh, right? No. I totally.
The name Spock's Beard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the name Spock, it'd be like naming your band... I don't know.
Kirk's
Mel's gun. Captain Mel's gun.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like take any popular culture thing and say, you know, Luke's lightsaber is the name of our band.
Mario's wrench.
Yeah.
Mario's
wrench. Luigi's gaze.
Dude, I would listen to a band called Mario's Wrench, though.
There you go. Yeah.
Amazing.
All right. So I think that covers it for me.
All right.
Well, hold on, because anybody who knows you knows that you can't do a list of favorites without one particular band that you always seem to bring up. during okay. an episode of Soundography.
So my fifth album.
Plus you've only given four albums. Yeah,
so my fifth yeah. album is Dream Theater Metropolis 2000.
No cool. way, a Dream Theater album.
That's shocking. I can't believe it either, Brian. I can't believe it.
This thing has to be 312 minutes long, right?
No, it's only 80 minutes. Songs. It's 80 minutes long. It's a complete story. It's another concept album.
It's only 80 minutes? You said only 80. All right.
It's the maximum you can put on a CD.
It is. It's one disc.
It becomes a DVD.
Yep, exactly. It's a great story. It tells the story of a murder and betrayal and adultery. It's very similar to Dead Again
okay.
in the way it's told. Very good. Got great songs like Home and Fatal Tragedy and Spirit Carries On. Just great stuff.
Have I lived before? Or could this be all that we've got? If I died tomorrow, I'd be all right, because I believe that after...
I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it's mine, and I'll gladly drink and drink and drink.
Mm. Slow down that tea.
Cool. Well, also, before we get to your airlift, I do want to remind folks, so this is the New Year's Eve Streamathon put together by Diamond Club TV. Thanks to you guys over there at Diamond Club TV for doing this. This is a great, not only a great way for folks who maybe don't have a party to go to or something else going on to feel like they're part of a party. They're at a virtual party with all of us and all the other listeners here on Diamond Group. But there's also a charity. It's the Extra Life charity that is going on as well. So make sure, if you can, you do a support there at dctv.link/donate. It's a great cause and one that needs to be supported and helped. And big thanks to the Diamond Club guys for putting this thing together.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
I think it's now time for airdrop. Yep, you're airlifting. Go ahead, Brian. Right.
All right. I've taken some surgical tubing. And I've created a slingshot from the mainland, a really, really long one. And I've pulled it far back as I can go with the Prius and let it go. And it's got a CD wrapped in plastic and a bunch of those little plastic paratrooper things that you got out of 25-cent gum machines at the grocery store.
Nice.
To help it land down on your island. And the album I'm airlifting to you is Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Do you like Bruce Springsteen?
I like some of Bruce Springsteen. I'm tricky about my Springsteen.
Good. Well, are you familiar with this album?
I am actually, and I'm thankful as all hell that you dropped it off for me.
Okay, cool. Well, somebody wise once said there are two kinds of people in this world, people who like Bruce Springsteen and people who haven't heard Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen. This is a great album that, I don't know, it feels like you're on a early morning road trip across the middle of the U.S. on a highway where you're not going through cities or anything. You've just got fields on either side of you, and Bruce and Van Zandt, little Steven, are going along with you, and they're singing. There's a little bit of echo in the car. There's Clarence Clemons there playing his saxophone. There's some really, gentle guitar work and bass in the background there. And Bruce is talking about the desolation of town. He's talking about Atlantic City. And there's this guy that is going to give me some money if I do a job for him. And it's such a great album. Johnny 99 is on this album.
So it's going to make me want to go on a road trip on my little island?
it's going to make you, it's going to make you visualize that you're on a road trip, that you're back in civilization.
I assume this island's more than just like a, you know, it's not like a 10-yard island.
We're like talking about like the typical cartoon island where it's
a tree, it's a stone
tree in the middle. Right.
No, I, what I'm picturing is one where I can knock a tooth out with a skate if I have to, like it's big.
Sure. It's Tom Hanks Island in Castaway. It's exactly how big it is. Yes.
Or knock a tooth out with a skate. Did I say knock a skate out with a tooth? I don't know.
For some reason you said it and I heard it correctly.
Yeah,
when
I did too.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm actually a bigger fan of his album, The River, but, and that one's got, you know, Hungry Heart and Pink Cadillac and a few other ones on there. However, Nebraska has so much harmonica in it that I figure this has got to be right up Hammond's alley. So Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen is my airlift out to you.
And I am truly grateful to that.
That's a good one. And by the way, I love everything you described about that is right up my alley. And it made me think about just one that I might sneak in there while you weren't watching. And this is not my airlifted CD. But there's this group that I'd never heard of before that I heard a track from in the movie Hell or High Water, which is my favorite movie of 2016.
Okay.
And it's very much in that vein of kind of desolation, a little bit of melancholy, but also, you know, sort of this sense of freedom and all that kind of stuff. The band is called Coulter Wall, and the name of the album is Imaginary Appalachia, and it's awesome. These guys are from Tennessee. It's incredible. The song specifically is called, is it Living in the Sand? Living on the Sand? I forget, but it's a song during that movie, and it is amazing, and they should be listened to. They're really great. Coulter Wall, Coulter Wall.
Wow, I've never heard of these guys.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere, and it's awesome.
Living in the Sand is a little bit on the nose, though, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't think about that. You're making a really good point there. Also, Johnny Boy's Bones, that one's pretty good. There's just a lot of The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie. There's just the great songs that are very, it's South, but it's not country. It's cool. More like Justified the album.
Johnny Cash more Johnny Cash than
Larry the Cable Guy.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, like you've seen some stuff. It's been a hard road. But it's definitely got its roots in more kind of soul and bluegrass, that sort of thing. But it's really, really good. Anyway, here's mine I'm sending to you.
Okay.
I'm sending mine by airplane toilet ejection.
Great.
So, so it's got a little blue ice corner of it.
The giant blue block around it. And you can do with that whatever you want, but you got to chip into it and get into the album. So here it is.
It's nice to know what you think of me, Scott.
You've got a lot of music that is going to keep you awake and keep you energized. So my album to send to you is Jeff Bridges' Sleeping Tapes. And it is basically Jeff Bridges going, for like the whole album.
An ensign signaling to those who watch that a storm is imminent. The wheat will boil, the saplings fold and snap. We close the barn doors and soothe the stalled horses with whispers and hands.
Right, that's right. I remember there was a website where you could go and listen to part of this.
Yeah, you totally can and still can. You can buy it and everything. I think it all went to charity or something, but it's actually pretty soothing. It's like really weird how that stuff works, and it's absolutely kind of the Big Lebowski side of Jeff Bridges, his sort of hippie side, and just imagine him in a big glorious beard and lots of long hair lulling you to sleep at night on your island.
Did you see did you see Crazy Heart?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yes. I did like Crazy Heart.
Yeah. That's some good Jeff Bridges, you know, Southern music, not quite country, but kind of.
He's got a whole album based on, well, I don't know if it's the soundtrack to that, but he sings. He's got like other stuff, right?
Yeah, I think it is the soundtrack to that. It's, I want to say it was written by T-Bone Burnett, if I remember correctly.
Came out 2009, looks like. This is the one with that Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm sorry, his sister, Maggie. Colin Farrell, I think, was in it.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Right, as a competing musician, which is just crazy. Yeah,
I like that movie a lot. He's also in Hell or High Water, by the way, and you might start saying to yourself, does Jeff Bridges only play one guy now? It's like his job is to play just one guy.
Right.
And it's kind of that, but it's so good. It's so good.
Or the dude, if you're not into that whole brevity thing.
He plays a really great Texas sheriff. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Really? Okay, cool.
What a movie. Oh, so good. Anyway, but that, yeah, I want you to get some good sleep. And that's how you're going to do it with Jeff Bridges' sleep sounds.
Tuvan throat singing or something.
Tibetan throat singing by way of the dude wrapped in poop, according to the way it was delivered.
That's right.
Thank you kindly, Scott Johnson.
You're welcome. No problem. It was a light flight. It wasn't in flight meals or anything. It was fine. Everybody. It wasn't that's the cool. worst toilet ejection they've ever had.
Well, it's funny. So in your in one of your discussions about one of your albums, Scott, you brought up Pet Sounds, and that's one I totally forgot. I don't think I'd replace any of my albums with Pet Sounds, but that is an underappreciated album. I mean, it didn't get great audience reception because it was so different from anything the Beach Boys had done up to that point. And it was basically Brian Wilson kind of in his whatever stages of overdose that his quote unquote manager and his Paul Giamatti played guy in that movie. But it was such a good album, and that's one to definitely consider as like a sixth. I would throw that as a sixth.
And I actually would probably, I did wrestle with Sgt. Pepper's off of my list.
Oh, that's good.
But the sitar song on there is really hard for me to get around.
Mm. Yeah, I wasn't there. Well, Tomorrow Never Knows, right? Yeah. I think is the one that's on there. And I wasn't a big fan of that either. It always felt like it was so different from Fixing a Hole and...
Oh, George got a sitar. Let's give him 7 minutes.
Right, exactly.
Well, what's the difference between that and... Is this the song I'm thinking of? The... Not that one. That's a sitar too, isn't it?
Yes, it's a sitar as well, but it's a more cohesive... That's a more cohesive
song. The other is just like freestyle jazz. On a sitar.
Right, tom-toms and a sitar. And...
It feels like it's more than half of the second side of that album. I know it totally feels like it does.
Yeah,
that's a fair point.
I'll jump ahead to She's Leaving Home.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And when you're on an island, you don't want to have music you have to skip, which is why I didn't put Sgt. Pepper's on there.
Right. Good choices. Well, very good choices. We've got like 9 minutes. Anything else you... I know. Thank you, Tom DeGosa. Some more Coverville instrumentation. Yeah.
That's going to become a bingo card.
Let's talk about you. People may not know where they can find all of us. Hammond, you can be found... Of course, you and I can be found together on Soundography. This is kind of like a bonus Soundography. And a lot of people who are subscribed to Soundography are going to get this in their feed over the next couple of weeks as we get ready for season two.
That's right.
But let's say they want to hear you and they don't want to hear me. What show can they tune into to listen to?
They would probably go to Beyond the Playlist with Jay Hammond C. It's a show that now that I've been doing for 3 years. You can catch me on Twitter, Jay Hammond C. And
very good. And Scott, if people are looking for Scott Johnson, I know this is a difficult, you know, you're hard to find. You're a hard man to find.
Yeah, tricky. It's like I'm on an island listening to listening to Depeche Mode. If they don't know already, there's actually the easiest way, if you're really seriously curious about it, is just Google my name. I'm the first of many that'll come up, and then you'll find some rugby coach from Australia. He's kind of interesting, too, so you may want to look into that guy.
If he ever gets into podcasting, you're screwed, by the way. I know, I'm totally screwed.
You can find everything I do at frogpants.com. Of course, find me on Twitter at Scott Johnson and where else? Those are the places. And catch Brian and I on the morning stream every Monday through Friday, or Thursday rather. There's an extra day you didn't know about. Why haven't you been
We don't record those shows. It's just you and me talking for an hour and a half.
Exactly. We also do Film Sack. And if there are probably other shows on this network that you might find to your liking. So go check those out. And thanks for having me on. This was a blast.
This was fun. Excellent. All right. Well, I'm looking over at the stream here to see if they are ready for us to, if they have some filler or if they want us to just vamp for another 5 minutes.
We were super efficient. While we're vamping, do you want to kind of break down what the next, what the first couple of Soundographies are going to be?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That's a great thing. So season one, let me tell you first who we talked about in season one of Soundography. You can go and listen to all of these episodes by going to soundography.com. The Alan Parsons Project, Duran Duran, Pearl Jam, Blues Traveler, Leonard Cohen, the late, great Leonard Cohen, Bay City Rollers, Iron Maiden, Weird Al Yankovic, INXS, Patsy Cline, Rush, Styx, Frank Zappa, and the Spice Girls. We also did some special episodes on movie musicals, the year 1984 in music, Christmas songs, and then we went as rap as we could get, and we did an episode about East Coast and West Coast rap, as well as the history of rap and its connections to hip hop and all that stuff. Right. Upcoming for season two is Pet Shop Boys. We're starting to listen to their catalog right now. 13 Pet Shop Boys albums we got to get through.
One released this year.
That's right. One is brand new as 2016. The Ramones. And I'll tease one more, but I'm not going to tease the third one. Let's say that a country singer that we talked about on this very show is also coming up on the second season of Soundography, which means that the album that Scott airlifted me, I'm actually going to have to listen to.
Oh my.
And I will also say that one of your albums ties directly into one of the people we're going to talk about.
One of Scott's albums?
No, one of your albums.
One of my albums. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my albums also is coming up.
Yeah, my the Sleep Sounds thing is not going to come up.
A whole Soundography on Jeff Bridges.
That sounds awesome. You guys have a hell of a lineup this year. I'll tell you what, 2017 could be the greatest year in podcasting history. Let's hope that we don't kill ourselves doing it. It'll be great.
That's right, exactly. All right, cool. Well, it looks like the next stream might be ready. Dark Redeemer, is that right? Is that producer Dark Redeemer? Is that correct?
Dark Redeemer.
Looks like they are ready. So we're going to go ahead and sign out here. Thank you guys for listening to us. Have a very happy new year and whatever time zone you're celebrating. And thank you for being here for this special episode of Soundography. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Hammond.
Bye-bye. Thanks, man. Don't get too drunk. And I'm going to the mall to have some pho.
Pho? Yeah.
Mall pho.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.